Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
When you are going through issues, let nobody know. Let only your God know. So it is a criminal offense to come to this house and not smile. Do you understand? In 2022, it's criminal to frown. Don't tell me, Pastor, that's how my face looks like. Change it. My hallelujah belongs to you.
Out of every place of captivity, 2022, the Lord is taking me out of every place of captivity. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me attentively. Please listen to me attentively. Some of us are in the wrong places and we don't know. In fact, as far as you are concerned, you are enjoying. Not until you leave, you will not know. There are some places tying down your destiny. Imagine, nobody has ever made a million in your family before. God wants you to make billion. You are already making million. Because nobody has ever made million before, you are there thinking that is a place. That place is tying you down.
God has more in store for you than that. So sometimes when we raise some prayer point, you just look at yourself. I have no problem. That prayer point is not for me, it's for you. The enemy of grace is good. What is good might not be great. God wants you to take you to greatness. Are we here? Lift up your right hand. Say, in this year, I relocate from every place of captivity. The Lord takes me away from every place of captivity. The Lord takes me away from every place of captivity. I relocate. From every captivity. The Lord is taking me away from every place of captivity. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
I don't know who you are. It looks as if it's not working. Don't bother. This year is your year. Did you hear me? Please, I beg you. I want you to be doing some things. There are some decrees I make. There are some things I say. Write them down. Some know the mood I am when I enter the prophetic. I don't know. Just a pastor, I don't know. I just make my decree. Know the things you write down and you look at every day. It will shock you. We thank you. Lift your right hand up and say, this year, the Lord is taking me out of every desolation, out of every ruin, every desolation. The Lord is taking me out of every desolation. This year, 2022, I decree, the Lord is taking me out of every desolation. The Lord is taking me. Out of every desolation, the Lord is taking me. Out of every desolation, the Lord is taking me. Out of every desolation. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Please listen to me. If you are a member of this church, this year, you must break a record. Don't say amen and go and sleep. Go, say amen and go and walk. And are you here? Are you not tired of listening to testimony after testimony? And then you are not sharing any. This year, there is a record-breaking breakthrough for you. Lift your right hand and say, as the Lord liveth. Say, this year, there's a record-breaking breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, record-breaking breakthroughs. In 2022, record-breaking breakthroughs. In my career, in my business, record-breaking breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. That could not mean what nobody has ever experienced before. You experience. That could mean what has never been done before for anybody. It will be done for you. That could mean it has been done for others and they no longer do it again. And then they start with you. Hello, are you here? That could mean you have been forgotten somewhere and they remembered you. Put your hand on your head. Let the grace to break records, to break through, to break out. Let that grace be upon you. Let it be upon you. Can you say, I am empowered. I am graced to break records, to make progress, to set the pace. In the name of Jesus, I am breaking limits. I am breaking limits. Ceilings, I'm breaking limits. I am breaking ceilings. And I break limits.
I break ceilings and I break limits. I break limits. I break ceilings. I break limits. I break ceilings. I break records. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Can we make declarations from Isaiah 41? Let's take 11 to 16. Now we make decrees from there. Isaiah 41 from verse 11 to 16. Oh, time. We bless you, Jesus. Can you personalize it? Lift your right hand up. Behold. Or say, behold. In 2022. Say that. Let me hear you. Hello. I can't hear you. All who are incensed against me shall be put to shame and confounded. Those who strive against me shall be as nothing. Repeat it again. Let me hear you. Behold, in 2022, all who are incensed against me shall be put to shame and confounded. Those who strive against me shall be as nothing. Repeat that again. Let me hear you. Behold, in 2022, all those verse 12. I shall seek those who contend with me, but I shall not find them. Those who war against me. Repeat it again. I shall seek those who contend against me, but I shall not find those who war as nothing. Verse 13. For the Lord my God who holds my right hand, it is he who said to me, Yano, I am the one. Hello, can you remember the word of God for us this year? He said, God will if you say God will help me, you have not been to church in a long time. I'm not reading the words. God gave us a word and said, in 2022, I will take care of you. He will take care of you. He will take care of you. Let's take verse 14. Fear not. You warm Abiodu. You men of New Year's Eve Abijah. I am the one who helps you, declares the Lord, your Redeemer. Is the Holy One of Israel. 15. I make you a treasure set, new, sharp, and having teeth. You shall set
the mountains or crush them, and I can make you.
Hello. Stop pressing your phone, man. Stop pressing your phone. Look at the screen. Christians are the most indisciplined set of people. We are taking prayers for the year. You are pressing your phone. When last did you see a bulldozer? You know, there are many times they have some teeth that when they enter one building and they do the thing like this, it's like a cup, like this. If you just pull the thing, that's a threshing teeth. He said, behold, I make you like a bulldozer. You know the kind of tire they have. Is a ring so that it can climb mountain, it can go valley, it can enter river as long as there is threshing. So if the thing is mountain, it can climb and thresh. If it is a valley, it can do anything. If it is river, it can enter it and excavate it. And say, behold, I make you a threshing sledge. Please listen attentively. That means nothing can stand against you in 2022. I hope you know that.
You will not come to church and read this scripture and get back home 15 January and start crying. And I thought I pray, and this thing don't start again. Wait, it don't start again. You are a threshing stage. The thing happened again for you to show the thing that things have changed. Hello, are you here? I don't want to hear you ask the question, why God, right now, rise me. Afterwards, you are the weapon of war. You are the threshing sledge. And you must stretch this year. Are you here? Say, I must stretch this year. Okay, let's go. Behold, the Lord has made me a threshing sledge, new, sharp, and having seed. I shall tread the mountains and crush them, and I shall make them the hills. Lift your right hand up. Every mountain against my life in 2022, I thresh you. I crush you in the name of Jesus. Can we pray? I thresh you. I crush you. I thresh you. I crush you. Every mountain prepared against me in 2022. You shall be my stepping stone. I thresh you, I crush you, I thresh you. I crush you, I thresh you. I trust you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Did you remember the word of God to Zerubbabel? He said, who art thou, mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain. If you read 12, 1 or 2, you discover, he said, the armies of the Lord, before them, rainforest, after them, wilderness. After they cross, they thresh everything and it becomes nothing. That will be what you are going to do to your struggles, your trouble, and your problems.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Receive the grace of an overcomer. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You are not permitted to lose any war this year. In the name of Jesus. You shall be known as a victor this year. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Open your Bibles with me to Genesis 1 from verse 26. Let's lay the foundation for the year. Well, and in case you don't know, the theme for the year has not changed. It's still last year's theme. We don't want to be religious. That God gives us a word. We have not gone 20% of what He wants to do. And another year comes. Because everybody is changing theme, we change the theme. We are not like that. We are people of the Spirit that listen to what the Lord is saying. Then the Lord said, let us make man in our own image and likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over the livestock and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Before God created man, He gave man's job specification. He gave the nature of a man He wanted to create. He gave the attribute of a man He wanted to create. If you work in a very good place, if you work in a very good place, not a place where you report and you don't know what you are supposed to do, where your guy orders you based on his mood, when he's happy, everybody is happy. When he's not happy, nobody is happy. If you work in a good place, when you resume, they give you a condition of service. They give you job specification. They give you working hours. They tell you what obtains and what does not obtain. And God, before He created man, said some things about the man He wanted to create. Listen to me. If you don't have an idea about this, you can be a vagabond wandering around the earth forever. If you don't know how He created you. What He created you for.
You will just be beaten about the bush.
Your situation changes when you have understanding of how He created you, what and what He created you for, why He created you. And today, I want to open your eyes to something. Let's go back. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. He created every being. Spoke things into existence. Spoke the tree into existence. Spoke the fish into existence. But when it came to man, there was a meeting first. Listen to me. Man is not ordinary. Before man was created, there was a meeting. There was a meeting within divinity to agree on how man would be. If you are not like that agreement, you have failed God. And the agreement is this: let us make man in our image. After our likeness. What is image? The Bible word translated image there means semblance. Resemblance. So we are created to resemble God. After our likeness. What is the meaning of that word? Likeness.
Likeness there means similitude.
Fashion. So, we were created as to resemble God in the similitude and the fashion of God. What is the Bible saying? You are created to have characteristics of God. And you are created to have qualities of God. Please help me tell somebody. You are created to have characteristics of God. Qualities of God. So please, the person you spoke to, don't talk to him. Look at him. Does he have the characteristics and the qualities of God? Some of you are saying yes. Because you don't even know how, do you even know how God looks like? Sometimes when we read some scriptures, it looks so extraordinary and wonderful. It looks as if it's not true. Our pastor, why would you say God wanted to create us to have qualities and characteristics of God? Why would you say God created us to resemble Him, to have His similitude? Genesis 5 verse 3. Genesis 5 verse 3. I want to take my time there because even though time is spent. Look at Genesis 5 verse 3. Can we all read together? One, two, go. Listen. God created man in His own image and in His own likeness. Yes or yes? Adam fathered a son called Seth. In his what? In his likeness and in his. So, the way I father my children and they are in my image and my likeness, the same word that God used when He created man is the same word that was used when Adam gave birth to a child. Now, listen. I have two daughters. They will not want me to use them as an example, but they will forgive me when we get to. Some people say one looks like me, one looks like their mom. Some say they both look like me, some say they both look like their mom. The one people say looks like their mom, when the other one is not there, they say he looks like me. When the other one comes, they say they change their mind. But listen, my children are my resemblance. They are in my similitude. They are in my fashion. I know you can't argue it, can you?
we don't have the same destiny. We're not created for the same purpose. We might not act the same way. But when you look at them, you can say someone looks like me. Maybe the head, maybe the way we walk, maybe the way we talk, there is a semblance. Are we here? You have a semblance of God. You have some qualities of God. You have some characteristics of God. Just like your children have your characteristics and might not have everything like you. They are in your image and they are in your likeness. Likewise, you are in the image and you are the likeness of God. You are the image and the likeness of the supernatural God. Therefore, you are supernatural. Are you in church? Listen to me. We are not equal with God. There are some attributes of God we can never smell. There are some attributes of God that He gives to us. That's why in theology, there are something we call communicable attributes of God. And there are some things we call incommunicable attributes of God. Communicable attributes are attributes of God that can be shared, that can be transferred. One, God is loving. You can love. Yes or no? God is merciful. You can be merciful. Yes or no? God is holy. You can live a holy life. Yes or no? Those are communicable attributes of God. We resemble Him in all those ways. There are incommunicable attributes of God. God is omnipresent. Are you? Are you? God is omnipotent. Are you? God is omniscience. Are you? God is self-sufficient. Are you? We resemble Him, but we are not God. Are we here? But He makes us supernatural. Let me explain this to you in another way. Angels are supernatural, but they are not God. You are supernatural, even though you are not God. You have these qualities. You have these characteristics. You are supernatural. And you must live your life as a supernatural being in 2022. To know fully how God wants your life to be, we just need to look at Jesus. Created, came, not created, born of a woman to be a perfect example of what God wants us to be. That's why the Bible calls Him the second Adam. The first Adam came and failed, and He sent the second Adam to give us a picture of who we need to be. Sir, have you ever read your Bible somewhere? And they said Jesus now started crying because the Pharisees were too much for Him. They, oh my God, why? This Pharisee, they have come again. No. Pharisee, Sadducee. Oh Lord my God, every Pharisee, every Sadducee, follow me about. Oh God, scatter them. He didn't bother about the Pharisee. He was supernatural over them. Most of the things you cry about makes a mockery of God. Most of the things we ask why about makes a mockery of God. Sometimes I ask people, why, oh God, why me? I ask, why not you? Are you not an overcomer? Are you not born again? Are you not filled with the Spirit? Are you not baptized with the Spirit? Don't you have the gift of the Spirit? Can you not pray? Why not you? You are supernatural. Please point somebody and tell him, do you know you are supernatural? Tell the person, you are supernatural. Tell another person, you are supernatural. Tell yourself, you are, I am supernatural. So we were created with honor and dignity.
We were created a little lower than God. We were created to be naturally supernatural and supernaturally natural. And through the blood of Jesus in redemption, we have been rescued. We have been renewed. We have been restored back to our supernatural life. We are now partakers of the divine nature. 2 Peter 1, 3 to 4. 2 Peter 1, 3 to 4. 2 Peter 1, 3 to 4. I want the whole church to read together. Slowly, let's go. One to go. His divine power has granted to us. Can I hear all? What is the meaning of all? The problem I have with many people in church is that they love some things when God has given all. No, this year. Read. His divine power. Say in 2022. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertains to life. All things that pertain to physical life and spiritual life. Godliness, spirituality, life, physicality. Everything you need for life and godliness, He has given you. That's why sometimes He doesn't answer us when we ask some things. Because He has given you. You know my favorite example of this. When I sit down here and I start praying, oh Lord, take me to that door. My father, Maria Kada, Makada Kada, Mokulia Kada Maria, Ukitige, Lemokulia Kada Kada, Maria Kada, Budoza Katapila. Take me to that door. What will God say? I have given you two legs. Walk. What He has given you, He will not do for you. Hello, are we here? And He has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence. I will talk about knowledge in the future. Without knowledge, you can't enjoy supernatural life. Go to verse 4. Okay. By which He has granted to us His precious and very great promises. I want everybody to read together. So that through them you may become partakers of us. What does that mean? Through His knowledge, through His promises, He has made us to be partakers of divinity. We can have access to divinity. We can have access to divine nature. We can operate supernaturally like God. Sir, ma, you can be partaker of divine nature. You are supernatural. Can we go forward? At the first service, I started showing the ways in which we look like God. And the first thing I spoke about in first service is that God is spirit and we are spirit. This second service, let's continue. Partakers of divine nature. Why am I supernatural? I'm supernatural because I'm created in the image and the likeness of God. And how do I look like Him? I have delegated authority and power. Matthew 28:18. Jesus came and said, all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. And everybody here knows that God is omnipotent. If you read Matthew 6:13, the Lord's Prayer, towards the end, it says, for thine is the glory. For thine is the power, the glory, and the forever and ever. Why? Power belongs to God. Luke 10:19. How are we supernatural? How are we partakers of divine nature? How are we in the likeness of God? God
God is all powerful. All powers in heaven and earth has been given to Jesus. To God is the power and the glory and the kingdom forever. And the one that has the power in heaven and earth came and said, because you are created in my image, let's read Luke 10:19. One to go. Behold, I can hear you. Behold, to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. You know the part I love is the last part. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Listen, you are supernatural. You have authority. You have power. For some of us, while we are growing up, our parents have bulala at home. In the sitting room, it's put somewhere. Some of you, your parents never use it. The power and the authority, it was hanging, never used. But for some of you, the power and the authority was not hanging. When the hand moves like this, before you run, the thing will meet you at the door. Why am I sharing that? You have the power, you have the authority. You can hang it and go begging. You can hang it and go suffering. You can hang it and go crying. It does not mean he has not given you. You are supernatural. He has given you the power. He has given you the authority. Listen to me. Listen to me. By the time you are entering 45 to 55, it's either you go and join the old court or court, or you know how to pray. You will choose one. People are bowing down their head. They know what I'm talking about. You are in the middle. Your children are growing up. Your parents are growing old. You are growing your career. Everything is happening at the same time. It's either you assess the power and the authority given unto you. You know what? Men of the world knows that you need authority and power to move forward. People in the church, they have the authority and the power, but they don't use it. You are supernatural. He has endowed you with authority and power. Matthew 10:8. Matthew 10:8. So 2022, know you are a man of authority and power. Something can happen at midnight where every prayer warrior, every minister's phone number will not go. It will not go. At that time, the birds will be singing and the cat will be responding. What will you do? Remember, I have given you authority upon snakes and scorpions. You have the authority. Look at the screen. Can we read together? Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. You have received without paying. Give without paying. You have authority to lay hands on your children. One of my friends in this church was fasting and praying years ago and was in a house, and the neighbors screamed and were shouting, "Hey, all the noises." The baby was dead. The child was dead. And he heard the word of the Lord, "Just go there." He went there. They were shaking the baby, everything. And he came, he said, "Drop the baby." And he laid hands on them, "In the name of Jesus." And the baby sneezed. You can do that. He was not a pastor at that time. The baby Jacob. There will be a time like Jacob that you will be alone. You need to understand authority and power. Are we here? Listen. There will be a time that God himself will make sure you are alone. It's not the devil. It's God. So that you can assess who you are. You are supernatural. You have access to authority. You have access to power. Let nobody treat you anyhow this year.
Let no situation treat you anyhow this year. You are supernatural. And you have access to power. You have access to authority. Let none treat you anyhow. Mark chapter 16, verse 17. Let me just close with that. Mark 16. Let's start from verse 15. Go back to verse 15. Let's read it in context. From 15. Then he said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. And you know from December, I've been talking about service, about evangelism, about intercession. And that we will do in 2022. He said, whosoever believes and is baptized will be saved. But whosoever does not believe will be condemned. Verse 17. And these signs will accompany those. Please help me ask somebody by your side. Do you believe? Are you born again? Are you a child of God? These signs must follow. Is that not it? He said, these signs will accompany them. Is that what the Bible says? Men are looking for signs that must be following them. Okay, let's go. In my name, number one, in my name, number one, in my name, listen to me. Nobody taught me how to cast out demons. Nobody. We were secondary school students that understood this scripture in a local, raw manner. And we started fellowship in our school. And we're laying hands on people. Even though our prayer repertoire in 1988 at that time was limited. But at least we could say, I bind you and I cast you out. And you will see people rolling. Just do what the Bible says. These signs shall follow them that believe. Whatever oppression, obsession that the devil is bringing upon your children, you can lay hands on them and say, this is not a character trait of our family. I lay and say, I bind it and I cast it out of you. You have authority in the spirit realm. An authority as a father and a mother to display divinity and the supernatural in your house. And are you here? When the devil is working against your business, you have the right to cast him out. Is there anybody here that started a business for loss? Anybody here? So if there are losses in your business, the Bible says in all labor, there are profits. It didn't say in all labor, there are losses. When there are losses, go to that shop and quote that scripture and say, every devil causing losses here, I bind you and I cast you out of this business. It is the authority he has given you. Put your hand on your head. Say, every unbelief, I bind you and I cast you out. Say it, let me hear you. And I cast you out. End it in the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus, every spirit of doubt in my life, say, everyone believe in my heart, I bind you and I cast you out in the name of Jesus. Can I shock you? Many demons live without any reaction. Nobody needs to scream. Nobody needs to fall under the anointing for them to live. Are we here? Some will scream. Some will cause commotion. But many live without any of it. That the person did not fall, did not mean it did not happen. And are we here? Were you here in church when a sister came, shared testimony on the Thanksgiving day? I gave a word of knowledge concerning her issue. She rushed to the front. I lay hands on her. She left saying, nothing happened to my body. Nothing happened. And then she got to the house and started dreaming. And an angel appeared. Is he angel or whatever?
and started removing the thing. I forgot how she shared it. See, the supernatural is not always dramatic. If you are looking for drama, you will miss it. Are we here? Must your rapper fly to the east before demon leave? This sign shall accompany Abiodun Aribike, who believes. In my name, he will cast. Number two, they will and Kalibo Koliya Malaba Keriya Malaba Zita Elimo Zita Keriya Malaba Zita. What is your response? Let's leave that for now. Number three, they will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly poison, it will not help them. They will lay their hands on them, and what will happen? Is there anywhere that they wrote that this is for pastors? Listen to me. You are supernatural. You have authority. You have power. Our time is fast spent. I want us to stand up 1 minute and use that authority. Can you stand up on your feet and lift your right hand up? Say, I come in the name of Jesus. I come by the authority in the blood of Jesus. I come by the power in the blood of Jesus. I come by the power in the word of the Lord. And I decree this year will favor me. I come by authority. I come by the power. And I decree this year, 2020, they favor me. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. You are supernatural. You have authority. You have power. Stop behaving like Lord's wife. You know what we do? When Jesus saw the fig tree, he spoke to it and left. He didn't check back and say, did it happen? When you were growing up, have you grown seed before? And the second day, third day, what do? You go back. When you check what happened, you kill it. We are men of faith that speak it and don't look back. Listen to me. I can't remember when I prayed for people and I called them back. That has things changed. Me. See, change. Why would it not change? I will not call you back to ask if it has changed. Because Jesus did not go back to check the fig tree if it has happened. Are we here? You decree and know by authority it will come to pass. Are we here? Lift up your right hand. Say, I come by the authority invested in me. In the name of Jesus, I come by the authority. In the blood of Jesus, I come by the authority. In the word of the Lord, I come by the sign that is supposed to accomplish me. Because I believe and I decree. Make that decree for yourself. Decree, decree. Decree that thing. Decree, decree. Don't wait for your pastor's prayer point. Decree into the year. And I decree, 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 and I decree. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. When you are going, maybe you are traveling, you get to a junction, you will see a yellow fever there. He might be as lanky as me. I'm not sure I'm still lanky. He'll be very slimmer than I am. But whenever he does his hand like this, what do? You stop. That is authority. Authority invested in him by Nigeria. He stopped. But there are people like us that don't, people like you know, that don't respect any authority. Even when the yellow river, even an ordinary traffic light, that is not a human being. When it turns red, what do? Because that non-living traffic light has authority. That's the same thing I've given to you. But listen, there are some of us that are stubborn. That the way we drive, like me and Bro Chris, when the thing is about turning yellow,
That's when you let the thing and you go, boom. Sometimes you use the car to face the yellow fever. Is that not it? Yellow fever have authority. But one day you are going, there's another set of people at that junction. They are in black and mufti. They are carrying gun like this. Do you know that even before they raise their hand, what do? That person, apart from having authority, he has the power of gun to enforce the authority. Are you here? There is authority and there is power. Yellow fever has authority. He doesn't have the power to enforce it. Bro Lucky and his team. Baka. Officer, why do they behave like this now? Why? There is power. When the devil infringes on your authority, come in your power. Are you here? The devil has no respect. He will always try your authority. Use the power. So this year, he has given you authority and power. The devil might want to try you with sickness. Carry koboko. Are you here? Koboko is more. Carry bazooka. See, there are some battles you should fight in a way that it should never repeat itself again. When the devil wants to come back, he remembers that he was playing with you and you started fighting. He will never come again. Are you in church? You have authority and you have power. Therefore, we come by the authority and the power in the name of Jesus. The authority and the power in the blood of Jesus. The authority and the power in the word of God. And I decree, everything you have decreed this morning, let them come to pass speedily. Let them come to pass speedily. Let them come to pass speedily. In the name of Jesus, I come. Every fear in you, we bind and we cast away. In the name of Jesus, this year, nothing will be able to stand against you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Listen, the last thing. Remember my analysis. You can hang the koboko and not use it. Everything will disrespect you. It's time to use the power. Are we here? You are supernatural. Don't forget that. Grace to you. Yes. This year, God will take care of you. God will favor you. God will empower you. God will make you excel. This year, by authority in the name of Jesus, nothing shall be impossible for you. This year, you are supernatural. You will live the supernatural life in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. See you tomorrow at 6 as we break the fast. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.